Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Aholas, Peri Gimel Mishnevav, Kizayis Minameis Pischoi Betefach. Let's first touch the words of the Mishnah, we'll go back and explain. If I have a Kizayis Minameis, how much of a door or a window do I need? Pischoi Betefach. V'hameis, if there's a whole maze, Pischoi Barba Tvachim, you need four Tvachim. We'll soon see what this is all about, Bez Hashem. And I would need that to save Tumah from the other doors. In other words, to prevent the Tumah from coming through the other openings. But let's say for people to become Tameh from one room to the other in the same house, for the Tumah to go out, you would need an opening of a Tefach. If the piece is bigger than a Kezayis, Kemesa has the same Shira of a Mace. I remind you, we're just touching words now. We don't know yet what we're talking about. I mean, maybe you do. I don't yet. Rabbi Yossi says, Hashidra v'agulgoylus kemes, if there's a spine or a skull in the house, it's treated like a mes. Okay, what is happening over here? We're going to see later in Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, and we're going to have many Mishnayos about this, that if there's a mess in a house, all the openings, doorways or windows, could possibly become tameh. So in other words, I could be standing in a doorway. In front of me, there's a closed door. I'm on the outside, and there's a closed door in front of me. If I would walk straight, my nose would press against the door. But I look up, I'm under the mashkef. In other words, the top part of the door, I'm underneath it. I could become tummy if there's a mess in the house. Why? Because there's a rule, which we'll learn more about later, that soif ha-tumma lotzeis. The tumma has to come out. And if there is no designated door where it's going to come out of, all doors are considered the possible exit route of the tumma. And therefore, whatever is in that doorway could become tameh. However, if all the doorways and windows are shut and only one is open, so the presumed exit route is through the opening that is accessible, and memela only that opening is tameh, the other ones are tar. Also, if the person makes a clear decision that the tumah is going to leave through this opening, only that one is tummy, and the other ones are released, so to speak. The other ones are tar. Another thing you have to know, let's say there's a mess in the house. The tumah spreads throughout the entire house, but it doesn't go into a different house. Unless there was an open window between the two. More about this later on. If you remember the last Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. But it is possible for the tumah to go from one house to the other if there's an open window. So right now, I want to know, if one particular opening has been designated, the mess is coming out through here, or that's accessible, the others aren't, and I want to apply this halacha, so only that is tummy and the other ones are tahar. How big does that opening have to be? Let's see our Mishnah. Kezayis min ameis. If I have a kezayis of a meis in the house, pischei, the door or window, where I'm saying, no, it's going to come out through this one, therefore the other ones are tahar. How big would that have to be? Betefach, it would at least have to be a square tefach. The hames, if there's a mace in the house, a whole mace. And I say, okay, it's coming out through that opening. In order for this to work, and to say that only what's in that opening is tameh, everything else is tahar, be'arba tefachim, then the opening would have to be at least four tefachim by four tefachim. And I would need this, as explained, lahatzel hatoma ala psachim, to save the other openings from tumah. Aval bat lehoitzi hatumah. But if my problem is that there's an open window or a door, and I want to know if the mace in one room is going to be metama the people in the other room through this window, then we have a big chumra over here. Bepeseach tefach. Even if the opening is a tefach, you may have a problem if you're standing in the other room. And this is true even for a whole mace. So if there's a mace in one room, and there's a window over here that's open, a tefach by a tefach, it could be metama the kelim on the other side. Vaitra zakta mishna gadol mi kezayis, if there's a piece of mace that is larger than a kezayis, but it's not a whole mace, then the din is kemace, it has the same din as the mace. In order to establish that it's leaving through one particular window, or one particular opening, you would have to have 4x4. Rabbi Yossi says, Hashidra v'hagilgoyles, the spine or the skull, kimeis has the same din like a whole mace, and you would also have to have 4x4 tvachim. So chazring over, we learned that if there's a mace in the house, or there's even a kazayas of a mace in a house, all the openings are considered tame, even if they're closed. But if you're underneath the mashkef, the top part, in other words, let's say I'm standing in front of a doorway, I look up, I'm under the door frame, even though the door is closed in front of me, I could still become tame. Kalim could still become tame. Because Saifa Tomalatzis, and any doorway is a potential exit for the mace, unless the other ones are closed and one is open, or I made up in my mind that I'm going to use one particular doorway. This is a Gzeres Chacham, by the way, that all the doorways should be tame. As I zakta about Tanura, some hold that's halach l'mashem Sinai. We also learned you have a mess in one house and the tuma goes throughout the house into the next one if there's an open window in between the two. Again, we'll see more exactly what the situation is later on, Be'ez Hashem. And in our Mishnah, we learned the shiurim for these openings. If there's a kazayas of a mace in a house, and you decide to take out the mace through a particular opening, if that opening is a tefach by a tefach, that's enough to save the other doorways. For an entire mace, you would have to have 4x4 tefachim. For tumah to spread from one room to the other, however, even a square tefach would do it. If there's a piece larger than a kazayas and has the same din as a mace, you would need 4x4. And Rabbi Yossi says that the spine and the skull have the same din as the mace, you would need 4x4 tefachim. Now again, we'll see more about this later on, but I once heard a shmuz from one of my rebbeim. A lot of times when a person's in a matzif, like, I have a problem, I don't know how I'm going to get out of the problem, and you feel like the whole world is against you and everything is locked and I'm stuck, and you make up in your mind, no, Hashem knows what the answer is. Hashem always creates the refuah before the makkah. I'm going to get through this. There's going to be a Purim and a Pesach and a Shavuos. My whole life is ahead of me. How, Hashem? You know how. Hashem, I know you created a way for me to get out of this. Automatically, there's a way out. Everything else becomes tar. We have to believe in our heart. Okay, Hashem always creates a doorway for things to leave, even if I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do or which doorway I need.